Namaste. Welcome to our Sunday edition of Virat Hindustan Sangam Show, Words of Wisdom, Gyan Ganga. Today is episode number 214 and we have a very special discussion today. We are going to discuss Hamas attack on Israel, current situation and the way forward. And we have a very special guest today, that is Mr. Kobi Soshani, who is presently the Council General of Israel in Mumbai. And for the next 45 minutes, Dr. Subramaniam Swami and he will be discussing the Hamas attack on Israel. I'll give you a brief introduction of our friend and I welcome him. Shalom, Mr. Council General. It's a pleasure to have you on our show. Our Council General, prior to his appointment in Mumbai, has visited India several times in the past. In 1992, he was sent on a 6-month period right after the establishment of the full diplomatic relations between India that took part, and he took part in the forming of the Israel embassy in New Delhi. Mr. Kobi was sent by the Israel Ministry of Foreign Affairs to Mumbai right after the 26/11 terror attack and in 2008 and in 2018. Our Council General joined the Israel Ministry of Foreign Affairs in 1991. He served various assignments outside and in Israel. Mr. Soshani was born in Israel in 1966. During his service in the Israel Defense Forces, he retired as a captain in the Signal Corps. Following his military service, he received a BA in International Relations Studies from the world-famous Hebrew University in Jerusalem and an MA in Public Diplomacy for Senior Civil Servants Program from the same university. It's a great pleasure to have him on our show. And for the next 1 hour or 45 minutes to an hour, we will be discussing the attack on Israel. And I wish to inform our viewers that Indians stand with Israel in the hour of crisis. It's over to Dr. Swami to start the discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, Jagdish. Actually, because of the special guest we have today, and the special situation, we actually want to learn firsthand from an Israeli diplomat who has holds a high position, the authentic version of what is going on. And the discussion would be more in terms of asking him questions rather than debating with him or discussing with him. We are all friends of Israel, all of us who are sitting here from India. And India is overwhelmingly supporting Israel in its present, sad situation that has arisen due to the murderous attacks that have taken place. So first of all, let me say that my association with the Jewish community and Israel has been quite long. When I first went in 1962 to Harvard to get my PhD, in the Israeli Association and then association of which I was president, Indian Students Association at Harvard, we held a joint celebration of in the December period when it was snowing. And it was such a big event. I thought it would be an ordinary event that the Indian embassy officials arrived in Cambridge, Massachusetts, where Harvard is stationed, and told me that this has caused a major crisis. And for me, it was, I consider that ridiculous because I was just a graduate student, writing my PhD thesis. But that was the situation. And over the years, slowly everything melted. Israel, of course, continued to support India quietly without publicity in our wars, the 1965 war with Pakistan. They helped us in 1971 in a major way in providing those things on which we were short to make up for a thing which we couldn't import, and the Israelis found a way. They even got the Russian tanks from Czechoslovakia and put it aside and got spare parts for our tanks which we had got directly from the USSR. So, I mean, the Israel has been consistently helpful, but Israel is much more than just being helpful. They are intellectually very people. Sharad Pawar in Maharashtra took to drip irrigation, and produced tremendous growth in his crops. And slowly, Israel's ideas began to sink into India. Some parts of the coastline, now we have desalination, which was really essentially invented by Israel, which is now even Arab countries are using it to get drinking water from the sea. So Israel, of course, Israel produces cows, which give you more milk than any other cow in the whole world, I think. I've myself gone to Israel and seen these in the kibbutz, these cows giving milk. Israel, I mean, there is no, Israel is not just a country with a military which can beat the hell out of anybody who invades it. It's a country of intellectuals. It's a country of a long historical culture. And in fact, I was privileged in 2007 when Swami Dayanand Saraswati, a highly respected saint of our country, who had an ashram in Coimbatore, he invited the Israeli chief rabbi, and a delegation came. I was also a member of that. And there was a meeting to see whether we and the Israeli theology is about the same on fundamentals. And there was this question in the minds of the rabbis that we were not a god religion, but in fact we had many gods. And then of course arguments took place, and finally they were convinced on the second round in Tel Aviv. They were convinced that yes, Ishwar is one God for us, and all the other gods are a manifestation of Ishwar. And therefore, after that, Israel and India have religiously also have bonded together. I was most pleased when in 1981. I got an invitation from the then Prime Minister, Menachem Begin, and I was invited to Israel. I went to Israel with my wife, and we were treated so well that when I came back, I explained that to many people, and many people then wanted to go. We had then a tennis team which went, and then we had journalist team that went, and slowly, the thaw began to take place. And finally, in Narasimha Rao's period, we formally established diplomatic relations with Israel. I may say that many people have, at one stage, I would like to remove that misconception that Mahatma Gandhi was not in favor of an independent Israel. But that's not correct. Mahatma Gandhi, till 1947, 15th August, was always maintaining that we should not partition India, and therefore the question of partitioning that part of Asia, he was not in favor. But the moment India finally had to succumb to partitioning India into India and Pakistan, immediately Mahatma Gandhi, we didn't live very much longer after that, I mean, because he was assassinated, but he immediately changed his stand. And I have that writing with me, which shows that Mahatma Gandhi, we had many lots of Jewish friends, but he said, now I have no objection to Israel becoming an independent country, and he supported it. And we have always supported it, although the communist influence in our international politics for a long time prevented us from having formal relations. But after Narasimha Rao came, it became full speed. I myself went as held a minister rank position in Mr. Rao's government, and he asked me to go to Israel for my second visit. My first visit was my own at my own invitation. The invitation I received from the president, the Prime Minister of Israel. But the second one was in 1994 when the Israeli government invited me on the suggestion of Mr. Narasimha Rao in for discussing international trade matters and so on. So I feel extremely happy that we in India have now a mass support for Israel all over the country. I've seen even other religions, the Hindu religion, of course, people are, you know, there's no question about it after Dayanand Saraswati and the chief rabbi fixed it. You know, the Hindu thing became very clear that we have no fundamental religious differences between with the Israelis and their religion. But even those who are not of the Hindu religion in our country, they began wanting to go and study there, get scholarships, and so on. And journalists, particularly of different religions in India, they also used to ask me how to have them, get them to go visit. So there is today no one has any anything. Of course, ideologically, there might be small people here or there, but Israel is widely welcomed. Israel is admired. Israel is a country that we always turn to if we get into a difficulty and we ask them for advice. So I think in this context, Israel people suffering is something that has hurt us very much. And we have today requested the distinguished diplomat and consul general, Mr. Shoshani. Sounds like an Indian name, by the way, Mr. Shoshani, very close to the Sindhi names we have in Bombay. But anyway, he has been here in India. He's been very popular. I know it personally. He's very frank and very open. And we just want him to apprise us firsthand. I mean, we don't want to learn from newspapers. We want to learn from him as an Israel top-level diplomat as to what has happened and what does Israel propose to do. As far as India is concerned, Indians are lock, stock and barrel in support of Israel. So there is no question about it. We'll always be looking and praying for your success. But we would like to know exactly what was the perfidy that happened and how are you responding to it to teach a lesson to somebody who will never again to repeat what he did with you in the last couple of weeks. Over to you, Mr. Shoshani. You are free to speak as long as you want. We are really, and then if there's time left, we will all ask some straightforward questions to you.
Dr. Swami, you are a friend of Israel for many, many years. I remember in 2022, you came to Mumbai and we gave you like a plaque of honoring your good relations and your special deed that you make for Israel in the relations, especially in the establishment of the full diplomatic relations. And we know for for at least 2 years from now, and you are a good friend of Israel, and thank you very much, Jagdish, for giving me the time for that. Israel is not in the best time right now, I have to say. Let me do it in a very frank way. Since last Saturday, 7th October, October 7th, we are at war. And I have to say, in a very frank way, it was it surprised us. It's out of question. It's not a rumor. It was a big surprise. But after 2 days, I think, or 3 days, we came back to the war. We control the all part of the southern part of Israel, and we started with the airstrike right after Saturday, with the heavy bombardment of Gaza Strip. In between right now, there is a sporadic missiles to the center of Israel, rockets, and of course to the southern part, and there are some incident in the northern border. I will enter into it afterwards, but I just would like to give to the audience something which is very important to understand, the Jewish mentality, the Jewish history, and the connection to India. And I think it's very, very important to understand. We both have a very ancient nation. When I'm saying ancient, I mean that it comes along with good things, tradition, comes along with a lot of spirit, it's come along with a lot of holidays, wisdom, culture. But the historical background of Israel and the Jewish people is something which is very, very connected to Israel today. And in order to understand what is the meaning of this ancient historical background, you have to go back to 1945 and sometimes even before that. When you touch the Israeli historical nerves in such a way, it's not only retaliation. It's something that brings us back to our history. And when you bring us to our history, which was a little bit bloody, and I said a little bit with a lot of quotation mark, you have to understand that right now in Israel, after a very complicated year, you know, it was a reform in the legal system, it was a very split society, the Hamas give us the best glue in the world. And I have to do it in a very clear way. And right now, today Israel is very united because, first of all, they understand when you touch our kids, when you killed our wives, when you behave to our parents in such a way, you have to remember one thing, that we will run after you one by one. I'm doing it in a very, very clear way. And you will pay the price in such a way that haven't been seen before. And why I'm telling you that? I'm telling you that because this is part of the Israeli belief. If we will not be like that, we will not be in Israel at all. We will be killed. Then this is something that this is part of our DNA. That's the historical background. In between, for many, many months and even years, it was several rounds of battles between Israel. But this one, this case, is completely, completely different. Why? And we have to understand why. Because of Hamas / ISIS determination. To beheaded kids, women, rape them, some of them elderly people that passed the Holocaust, kill them, some of them with dementia, without knowing what they're doing, separated women from kids. Kids saw their mothers killed in front of their eyes. You have to understand what is the meaning. This is not terrorist. They are animals on two legs. No, sorry, I don't want to embarrass the animals. They are much worse than them. Now, you have to understand that we don't want anything against the population in Gaza. Right now, and our prime minister make it in a very, very clear voice, and all the cabinet, which is right now a united cabinet, make it in a very, very clear voice. Our definition of war, and we are at war, is very, very clear. To remove the military capability of the Hamas for the next 50 years. Now, it's a big mission, I have to say. It's not easy, because they are taking their kids, families, parents, that they killed our 10 minutes ago, and make them as a human shield. And they are down in the tunnels, running down, escape from our airstrike, which is, we know that. Then it takes time. We will reach them one by one. Nobody will stay alive. The people who killed our kids, the people who make something which is I don't know how to describe it in a normal way. They will pay the price in such a way that they will not forget it. I can promise you this is out of question. Now, in between, we have another small enemy, small with a quotation mark in the north. They were coordinated, of course, Iran is part of it. And we right now don't want to open another channel, another war in the north. But if something like that will happen, we are ready for that. Right now, we are completely ready. The connection between Hamas, ISIS, Hezbollah in the north, and Iran is very, very clear. United States, and especially its president, Mr. Biden, show not only sympathy, show in a very practical way the commitment of the United States to the security of Israel. And they do it. I can answer why they did it. There is a variety of possibilities and answer for that. But definitely two American carriers right now in front of Lebanon to warn the Iranian / Hezbollah not there to open another channel. Now, I'm very happy with that, but we have also the capability to bring Lebanon 10 years backward or 15 years backward. I don't advise them to try because right now we are at war. The third thing, which is not less important, we have some issues within Israel, some difficulties that we have to fix to arrange the forces in such a way. Right now, the army is completely aware and prepared to battles, and I say battles with S. There is some incident that right now we have hostages in Gaza Strip, which is a very, very situation that we haven't been dealing with that before. It's very, very complicated. Right now, we're talking around 120 plus people. Not all the bodies have been identified, which is also quite a mess because there are families that would like to know what's going on with their beloved parents, kids, wife, which is still, we're talking about more than 1,300 Israeli been killed. Of course, the numbers in the Palestinian side is also very high. And we have a lot of more than 3,500 people that been injured, some of them in a very, very severe way. Then we are in a story which is not nice days to see the Israeli television these days. And I have three kids in Israel, two daughters in Israel. And in order to understand what is the meaning of this attack, I would like to give you numbers that you are in every family in Israel, in every house in Israel, you know someone, at least one, that killed, murdered, kidnapped, or injured. In every house in Israel. We are 9 million people. It's a very small country. When you're talking about 1,300, you know someone. I can tell you from my own experience, my daughter, she knows one of her best friends killed, one is kidnapped, and my other daughter, one of her girlfriend, her father killed in one of the villages, kibbutzes, and Dr. Swami knows exactly what is the kibbutz. Then it's touch in every heart of the life of Israel. But there is something, I tell you a secret, which I think that you know as an Indian. When we are in such a situation, we become the best of the best. We know how to organize things. Right now, we're very well organized. It was some difficulties. Listen, to get such massive killing, it was a big shock in Israel. I'm even don't want to try. If you want to ask me about the military surprise, you can ask me whatever you want. I'm willing to answer about everything. But definitely Israel not going to be the same after this war going to be over. And I'm sure that Gaza Strip will not be the same like it was before October 7th. I think that we have to show, we have to show to the, especially to our jungle neighborhood, that we are serious. Everybody look at us. It's not a question of education. It's a question of survive. And when you say, I mean, there is a lot of meaning behind it. Now, this is the current situation more or less in Israel. I would like to say something, and I think it's connected to Dr. Swami, what he started to say. The support that we got from people like Dr. Swami and others, even your prime minister. The big love, the big support, we'll not forget it. And Dr. Swami, he knows, because we spoke about it several times in the past, the Jewish people have a very, very long memory. Very, very long memory. And we know who are friends and who is the enemy. We know who is the good guy and who are the bad guys. And I know, you know, in India, I assume, and correct me if I'm wrong, concerning Israel, more or less, there is no political dispute. There is a big support. Now, it's not 100%, I have to say. I read and I'm following all the political issues here in India quite well. I know what's going on in India. I know that it's not, but the right wing and the center and definitely the leadership of India, including your prime minister, that say in a very clear message the support of India to the state of Israel. And I tell you, without any political right now discussion, and this is something that we are really, really happy. We are really, really support. And such an evening today that you have been organized, it's part, and I'm going to report to the Minister of Foreign Affairs about this evening, because it's very, very important that such senior politician like Dr. Swami is actually give umbrella to such an event. And I'm going to, and they told me to give a report about it. This is something very important. I get personally thousands of messages by the social media, by WhatsApp, by telephone conversation. I'm so sorry, I cannot answer to everybody. You know, I have, you know, I see, you know, in my angle of my eye, I see again all the time messages coming up to from Indian people. And I tell you in a very frank way, it's important for us. It's really important for us. Because this war, this brutal attack that I don't again want to even to elaborate, show the border between the good countries, the moral countries, the democratic countries, and terrorist countries. I know that some people in the Muslim world today or in the last week, they are celebrating. I tell you, it's very easy for me. No, it's not a big secret. But I think, and I believe, and I know, and I get some even messages from Iran, and from Pakistan, and from Gaza Strip. They wrote to me, I'm ashamed to be a Muslim today. This is not a Muslim way to act. And I think that eventually, in the end of the day, even the celebration that happened in, I don't know, in Gaza, in Lebanon, in Iran, in Iraq, they will understand that they don't want to live side by side with this animal on two legs. I tell you frankly, because nobody likes such a behavior. Then the more time will pass, they will understand that it's a problem. Now, we have an issue here, and I will end because I see that there are some questions. we have to battle today with the knowledge that we have, first of all, international commitment, international law. We have to make the war according to the international standards. That's definite. But in a very specific, accurate action, and very hard, I have to say, with the knowledge that we have hostages in Gaza, and there is a pressure from the Israeli society to bring at least the kids and the women and the elderly people back to Israel in this sort of, this is very, very challenging moment. With all the time looking to the north, what's going on there, be ready for another channel of war. This is very complicated, but if you ask me if there is country in the world that they can handle it, I can be sure it's us. Then I have last thing which is very important for me. We need your support. We don't need the military support. We need your moral support. It's very important for us. I don't know how to describe it in words. When countries like India, when country like India give us the moral support, it gives us power. When a country of 1.4 billion people, and we are brothers, not only because of the age, and not only because that we have British heritage, for good and bad, yes? By spirit, we are brothers. By concept, we are brothers. By culture, we are brothers. The family values, we are brothers. We are both nations with ancient history and belief. Your brothers, we need your moral support. We need you to help us, to give us the power, not because, believe me, you have to see the numbers of Israeli that came back, 150 Israeli that traveling all over the world, including India, finished the trip, took the flight, go back to Israel. And right now there is a fighting who is going to be first in the first line. There is a fight. There is the military said, I cannot wait for a second. This is the Israeli spirit. And you see the numbers of airplanes coming. 150,000 Israeli came back from all over the world to fight. And why they do it? Because of our history. Because of our spirit. Because of our DNA. Sorry that I spoke too much. I can speak, 2 hours. Then, but we have quite a. I'm Dr. Swami. Whatever you tell me to do, I will do. I'm ready for questions. Whatever, it's good.
Dr. Swami, you're muted. Yes. Go ahead.
No, I think. Jagdish, you can start by asking questions and I'll conclude in the end.
Your Excellency, there is a lot of talk going on in the media that this attack, there was some type of an intelligence failure. Could you just enlighten our viewers and friends in India about this issue?
I don't think that you need to be a professional to understand that it was a failure. And the more days come, the more stories come up from the military. It was a failure completely. The Israeli going to change the concept of security in a very dramatic way because of that. We make, and this is something I think that India needs to learn about. We believe in technology. We believe in barriers, and eventually it's not enough. That's the basic thing. When more than 1,000 soldiers going to pass the border and we didn't have a clue about it, it's a big failure. Now the chief of staff of the army, which I respect him very much, and everybody in Israel respect him very much, he took responsibility. He said, I'm responsible for this failure. That was in my time. Right now we are fighting. And I assume that in the end of the war, he will be the first, and he's very respected person, dignity. I mean, he has a dignity. He will do it first. This is part of the question where it's going to end. Of course, it's going to be a big failure of the intelligence of the army. By the way, it's not the Mossad at all. It's the intelligence of the army, which is very, very good, I have to tell you. I know them because I ended as a signal corps, but I was in intelligence as well. Very, very good, but it was a failure. But right now, we are just concentrating in one thing: to make Hamas without power, without military power. And it's not an easy mission.
Correct.
Ramesh. You're muted, Ramesh. You're muted. Ramesh, you're muted.
Can you hear me now? Sorry.
Yeah. Yes. Sorry.
Okay. Sorry about that. Mrs. Shani, thank you for that very frank and open information that you've given us. I mean, it was enlightening and to a large extent given us a very clear picture. And you've also mentioned the way forward. It's very clear. It's Hamas has to be defanged, and they need to be completely removed, and they have all their capabilities to be removed. I'd like to make just one comment. It is very disheartening and sad, at least in America, from where I am, very close to one of the largest Jewish settlement population outside of Israel, in New York area, to see the amount of protests that are happening here in campuses. It is so sad, especially Harvard, which had historically had the highest number of Jewish population, students, faculty, and the amount of money they have poured into that university has been spewing hatred and giving room for hatred, and they call that free speech. It is so sad. And even in case where there was a case in Stanford where one professor made a bunch of Jewish students stand in a line in the back like the gulags. What happened during the Holocaust? Right? It is very shameful what is happening. And I think it is time that this doesn't spread, one. And two, it has opened a lot of our eyes, Mr. Shoshani. I'm telling you, all of our combined disgust to see what happened. It is, and which automatically is converted into a lot of support for you. I think that is very crucial as to what we see here. And as you admitted, it's not a rocket science to admit it was a failure. But the biggest challenge is to admit that failure, move forward, and let's fix what was broken. And that's what I wanted to thank you for. And that's the comment I wanted to make.
Ramesh, with your permission, just short answer. And we know what's going on. And sorry to say, in the left of the leftists, in the University of the United States, they are supported by money, by the way, from countries that you don't want to be part and belong to them. And some of them, it's become ideological, and you know, to be nice to everybody, and we know that. It's not make us happy, I have to say. By the way, very limited numbers, they are Jewish, by the way, I have to say, and you're in the States, but you know, that's part of the Jewish, that everybody needs to give his own opinion. But right now we are at war. When you saw, and everybody saw, the photos that most of them are not allowed to be shown in Israel, by the way, but it's in the air, all this social media running here, you see that right now we have to change the disk. If you will not stop it now, you will find yourself along with these animals in the streets of the United States, in Europe, and maybe in India. Nobody knows. These are brutal human beings. This is ISIS. And they get inspiration from this attack. The word I cannot change the world tomorrow that everybody will be a good people. I cannot do it, and I don't think that you can do it. But at least we have to be moral and frank enough to say this is something unacceptable. This is something that passed the, not international law, more than that. They are not human beings. Period.
And one more thing, from 1948, if we baseline from 1948, let's forget about the history, even if we keep that aside, where Israel has progressed economically, agriculturally, in every front, the same opportunity was given to the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. All they grew was terrorism and terror, while Israel prospered as a country and established freedom across the globe. I mean, it's a very distinct, you know, it's contrast to what has happened over the period of these years. You know, from if you just baseline from 1948, it is shame. It is an opportunity that they missed, and they don't want the others, and they just want to grab something that has already been developed. This is sad, and what has happened is just resentful to the best. Arvind, you can go ahead.
Excellency, a very nice account of the history you provided. Just to extend what Ramesh has said, the commitment to the country and patriotism has to be learned globally from the Israelis. We are learning that Israelis, wherever they are settled all over the world, they are willing to go back to Israel to fight the terrorists. And I think this kind of emotions that has been shown, or decisions that to go and fight the evil, I think the whole world should learn how to love the country and how to be committed to the cause of the country, safety. Thank you.
Thank you, Excellency.
Okay, Excellency, you can.
No, just to say thank you very much, Avin. I think this is not surprised me at all. It was happened, by the way, and let me also answer to Amish today. You know, such program, such violent, started in Israel not only from 2023, it was in 1929, it was in 1936, it was during the Holocaust, the beginning of the independence of the day of Israel. This is part of our neighborhood. Violent neighborhood, aggressive neighborhood, some of them that understood that instead of fighting against us, they can make a peace with us, and since then they jump up. But I have to tell you in a very frank way, there are some groups, especially in the Muslim world, that the war, the jihad, is part of their way of life. I cannot change them. Nobody can change them. This is something inside in their mentality. I don't know how to do it. With them, and we have to make a distinction between good and down. Very good Muslim community in the world. No, it's not. These people can be thrown away by Muslims, first of all. Because nobody wants to live near to such animals.
And this is in spite of the fact, Mr. Hosrani, that hundreds of thousands of Palestinians have been given work permit to work with inside Israel. I don't know what they hold. It is shocking as to why would they want jeopardize that, where they earn 50, 60, 100 times more than what they earn in their own homeland.
So, I have a question. Am I interrupting anybody?
Just a second, I will answer you. But, you know, if you're talking about the intelligence failure, some of the people that came to Israel to work and to earn money for their family, they gave intelligence to the Hamas, ISIS forces.
Oh my God. Oh
my God. I will give this remark.
I have a question. It is now, of course, in the world as a Israel versus Hamas. But there are reports here and there that some other countries also supported Hamas in this. I know you're a senior diplomat, and you may not want to answer this question. I perfectly understand, but I would like to know whether Israel has formed any opinion about, because these all material that was collected by Hamas couldn't have been produced in Gaza. Obviously, somebody has given it to them. And I would like to know whether Israel is today in a position to give tell the world which are the countries which participated directly or indirectly in this horrible, in the horrible, I would say, inhuman behavior that took place with the Hamas.
First of all, I have to say that there are some, disinformation and misinformation around the world. I've heard several of them. It's, I hope that it's not, I mean, not the disinformation. I mean, this concept is not true, I have to say. Definitely we know about the, because, to make something like that, you need technology, you need intelligence, you need money, and you need cooperation with other states. And we know definitely that the Iranian involvement and Hezbollah involvement was there. We know that money came from Qatar. Now Qatar, she's trying to play a fair game and try to negotiate with the hostages. We know that. But they send the money, but this is part of the, that's, sorry to say, you don't live in the Middle East. We live in the Middle East. We know who is the liar and who is not the liar. We know that this is something that don't be naive. Never. In the Middle East, don't be naive. We know what's happened. Sometimes I have to tell you, especially in this case, we were a little bit naive to think that if we will give money, the money will go to the believe relief of the Gaza Strip. No, it came. People said we are starving, we don't have money, we are poor. Listen, you know what is the price for missile tactic or the concrete? Build a building instead of tunnels, instead of missiles, build the factories. You can open you use or misuse the population to your religion war. Not less than that.
Thank you. Jagdish.
You're muted, sir.
My question was on the same line as what Dr. Swami wanted, and I am happy that His Excellency has responded and enlightened us on this issue. Dr. Swami, you want to say anything before we wind up, or His Excellency wants to add something?
Just one. I would like before Dr. Swami to say something. If you think that we were happy about the Chinese or the Russian reaction towards what's happening in Gaza, I tell you in a very nice voice, no.
And you'll be happy to know that our program and Dr. Swami has been taking this consistent stand on these two countries.
Thank you, Dr. Swami.
Well, I will say one thing. With Israeli brains, I know that any problem you have, you will find a solution.
Definitely.
So we are with you. And our hearts, the whole of India, I can tell you, is overwhelming sympathy for you. For the first time, I'm seeing such total support for any country in a situation of war.
I just had one question for Mr. Shoshani. I mean, it is not my question. I mean, I fully support it. Especially even some parts in Indian media, liberal media, leftist media are asking as to, is Israel justified in cutting off power, water to the Gaza?
So, first of all, it was right now, a Gaza Strip is under blockade. Very massive. I have to tell you that Israel, according to my recent knowledge, opened the water pipe to the southern part of Gaza, which we ask all the people in the north part of Gaza to clear the way in order to find, I mean, to not to harm them, not to harm any civilians, then go back to, go down to the south, and we open the water there. But it was a big discussion in Israel. Not everybody was very happy with this decision of the Israeli because it's under blockade. The second thing, the Hamas group didn't allow citizens of the northern part of Gaza to pass to the south, which show exactly what is the problem. They want them as a human shield. They are not human. They are animals on two legs. I cannot accept it.
Well, you might not in future consider insulting animals by calling them animals.
I'm so sorry about that for the animals. No, but two legs. I think that the only animals on two legs, it's human being, and they are not even human being.
That's right.
Arvindji, you can conclude.
You are muted, Arvind.
I thank, to begin with, I thank Dr. Swami for initiating the discussion by providing facts to our viewers about the developments in the Indo-Israel friendship right from the beginning. And of course, we all know how important role Dr. Swami himself has played in this relationship. Thanks, Consul General Excellency Kobi Shoshani, for providing us the most authentic account of what is really happening on the Gaza border. We got a historical perspective. You started from the 1945 of the Israel conflict, and you provided right information which many people did not have. Our viewers are thankful to you for this. Thanks for participating, for facilitating the participation of Consul General. I thank the Consulate General of Israel. I also thank Indo-Israel Friendships Association. Barring a few groups, Indians are overwhelmingly supporting the Israel. And as Dr. Swami has also said, this is for the first time that he is seeing such a consolidation of support in favor of one country in the region of conflict. I thank the Mr. Ramesh Swami, co-host Mr. Jagdish Shetty, and the technical team led by Ashish Shetty, Gadgi Rakesh, Tejas Navalgul, Swaminathan, Ishwar Iyer, Vishal Mehta, and Ajesh Nair. We have discussed this program or this issue last week also.
And Jai Israel.
Yeah. So we are thankful for the Consul General to appear himself and provide us the correct information. Thank you very much. We will be meeting again next Sunday in our 115th episode with a new topic and Dr. Subramanian Swami. Till then, viewers, namaskar, Jai Hind.
Toda.
Jai Hind.